AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. Data released late today indicates the Amtrak train that jumped the tracks last night in Philadelphia was traveling twice the posted speed as it headed into a sharp curve in the Port Richmond part of town.
Maximum authorized speed through this curve was 50 miles per hour. When the engineer-induced brake application was applied, the train was traveling at approximately 106 miles per hour.
When the train left the rails 3 seconds later, it was going 102 miles per hour. NTSB member Robert Zumwalt, who released the data late today, says a computer system that prevents trains from exceeding their maximum allowed speeds was not in place where train number 188 derailed, killing at least 7 people and injuring 200 others, some critically. AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.